I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to Hockman, Crowder, and Solana. Appel in for Hawk today. Crowder is here. Dan Day in for Solana. Jimmy along for the ride as well. Mike Cugno of CBS4 will join us in just a second. But first, how'd you like to see the Zach Brown Band at the Sphere in Las Vegas this December? So easy to enter. You can log on to the Odyssey app and listen to WQAM for 1 hour. For more chances, listen every day and you could win. Winner receives round-trip airfare to Vegas, 2 tickets to see Zach Brown, and a 2-night stay at the Venetian Resort Las Vegas, which is directly connected to the Sphere. Don't miss out. Log on to the Odyssey app now. This is a national contest. For more info, go to odyssey.com/Zach. Special thanks to Messina Touring Group. Mike Cugno of CBS4 joins us now on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Cugno, hello. Are you looking forward to your trip to Chicago here coming up?
I am. I love going to Chicago. I think this will be the first time I'm in Chicago, though, where it's not like -7 with wind. So I look forward. Everyone says summer and spring in Chicago is one of the best cities to be in. So I can't wait to get out of 105 degree heat and get to 85 degree heat.
Are you Bo Camper and Goldie going to take that boat tour on the river and everything together?
No. But... And it's a shame Hawk's not here, but I think Goldie and I may do a little deep dish action at some point. So I'll take video evidence of that and send it back so Hawk's head can explode.
I was going to ask if you're a deep dish guy or not, because, I mean, I'm okay if you call it deep dish, just if you leave out the word pizza, because in no universe is that a
pizza. It's not a pizza. It's a pie. It's an actual pie. You know, like you call it pizza
casserole
pie.
Casserole with bread. Yeah. Bread casserole.
It's an actual pot. Yeah.
I ate my first real Chicago deep dish with Joe Zagacki at some ACC media day or something. Yeah, it was pretty good. Listen, Mike, give you some advice. Don't mess with this damn bean. It's a big reflective ball of metal. It's the worst place in the world. Do not waste any money going to see the bean.
Oh, I've seen it. No, I've been there. The other one was like the Natural History Museum, whatever's there. I wanted to see the giant T-Rex. And so I walked in the cold all the way there, and only to find out that the giant T-Rex is basically in the lobby. So I didn't have to like go in much further. I saw this big thing and I went, all right, that's enough of that, and walked out. And that was my day in Chicago solo. So it's a cool city, though. I'll probably skip out on the bean unless I cross paths with it by accident.
You have to pay to see the bean?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, Crowder said don't waste your money, and I was like,
No. But just don't waste your money Ubering to the bean. Mm-hmm. Don't waste your money anywhere around this bean. This bean's terrible. But the museum's pretty cool. What's that Ben Stiller movie? The Night at the Museum?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. We went there. They have a bunch of great like museums and different things. But this damn bean, it blew my mind that we went to this watch a bean. It's a bean.
A lot of people taking pictures in front of it, though. That's like got to be like the selfie capital of Chicago.
There's something better to do. The water's like a block away. Go take a picture in front of something beautiful, not this damn bean. I hate it.
Do you consider those beaches in Chicago on the lakes?
Oh, man, I don't know. Every time I've been, like I said, every time I've been to Chicago, it's been frozen over. The lake looks like a tundra. So I can't say it's a beach, right?
Well, report back after you're there this week, and we'll revisit that.
Isn't a beach just sand or dirt going into a body of water? That would be considered a beach, so they have to be beaches.
Well, unless you consider an ocean to be necessary for it to be a beach. Like, if you go to a lake and there's sand before the lake, are you still at a beach? I associate the beach with the ocean.
That's a good question.
Yeah, it's a beach.
I'm with Mike.
We'll see. Dolphins are at the Bears this Sunday at 1 o'clock. You can watch Cugno along with Steve Goldstein and Kimbo Camper on CBS4 with their coverage beginning 1 hour prior to kick on Sunday. I have one more nonsense to get to with you, because you were a big part of the Mervis militia growing in South Florida, and obviously we got the news yesterday. Marlins released Matt Mervis. I know Hawk's not here today for you two to commiserate together, but I'm sure yesterday was a tough day for you as well.
It was. Hawk texted me. We'll keep those texts private, but it was sad. Now we're basically going to find out who picks up Mervis, and we will be diehard fan of team X, Y, and Z moving forward, because all this guy does is hit home runs.
I'm going to give you a little heads up. He's not getting picked up, so y'all can let that go.
Well, you know what? You were part of the Mervis militia. You were one of the true ride-and-die soldiers. What happened to you, Crowder? What happened?
He got sent down, and Kyle Seeloff told us that he'll never play in the majors again. And I was like, that's not a good trade. I want to jump on the backup. So I jumped off, Mike. I'm sorry.
You know, you have little faith. There's still time. He's a young man. Strapping, he can hit the ball a long way. There's a place for him in baseball.
I told Crowder, and I'm sure you'll agree, we wish him well moving forward and can't wait to see where he ends up next. Because, as you said, we'll be there rooting for him. Speaking of Hawk, I said to open the show that with each passing day, I'm feeling more like him in the sense that I don't think that the Dolphins will be as bad as folks are saying they're going to be. Mm-hmm. I think the win total 8.5, like, I don't see why this team can't get to 10 wins this year if things go their way. Where do you fall on this? I know that's a generic and open-ended way of saying, what do you think the expectations are this year? But seriously, I'm looking at a team on paper that should be able to compete for a wild card spot.
No, listen, I think I'm probably a little bit more optimistic about them than other media members too. I think I was actually on the show a couple weeks ago and got a similar question, but and my take is still the same, is that I was like, well, they won eight games last year. They finished 8-9 with Tua in and out of the lineup. So that's where I kind of put the floor. Like, if Tua is going to play an entire season, I like that over 8.5. Here's the thing. It's every sentence that is uttered about this team, every conversation always starts with, if Tua stays healthy. So that's the big if. And if Tua stays healthy, they're going to be a 10-win team. If he's not, that's where you kind of wonder, did they do enough in terms of putting weapons around the backups? Did they do enough with the backup quarterback situation? And that's where things kind of played out poorly last year. So we'll see all that come to fruition at some point. But I am with you and with everyone else, it sounds like. If Tua's healthy for the entire 17 games, then I think this team is potentially a playoff team.
And something we were talking about earlier, Josh asked me a question about like the same kind of conversation of why do you not believe in the Dolphins, and the O-line's a big part, but it's been the O-line for years now. And then we and Josh were talking, Mike, and I was like, they drafted Patrick Paul, they brought in James Daniels, they brought in Aaron Brewer, they drafted Jonah Savinejo, and drafted Austin Jackson in the first round. I know I messed up that guard's name, but I do.
You got it yet?
Savinejo. My mouth doesn't make that noise. I'm from Georgia. But, Mike, just saying you drafted three guys, you signed two off free agency just last year, like, this should be the year that this O-line is honestly not talked about. No one talked about Vernon Carey because he was so good. offensive lines don't get talked about when they're good. Shouldn't that be this year?
Yeah, I have a lot of optimism for that offensive line. My only hesitation with it at the moment, and this isn't anyone's fault, is obviously injuries. Once again, we talked about that with this team. They haven't been together yet in training camp, all five on the line together, right? Because Austin Jackson got hurt. Aaron Brewer missed a couple of days of camp. So it's kind of like we want to see it all together because on paper it looks good. The only problem is we haven't seen it all together yet and probably won't until week one, assuming everyone stays healthy. But on paper, this should be something that works well for the offense. It should be a strength of the offense, especially when you talk about the type of run game they like, that kind of outside zone run stuff they do, and with how athletic Austin Jackson is and how with athletic Brewer is. The left side of that line looks huge with the two young guys, Paul and Savai Naya. They're Crowder. So
like, I appreciate you, brother.
yeah, I mean, if everything, you know, falls into place by week one, that's where I think that run game gets going, and it kind of looks like it did a couple years ago as opposed to last year where things at times felt constipated on the offense.
Yeah, and I was saying we talked about this with Clay yesterday, and we talked about it in the first segment. To me, last season with the run game is the outlier in the Mike McDaniel coaching career as a run coordinator and in his first few seasons as the head coach of the Dolphins. Like, I've seen more good come out of his scheme in the run game than I have in the opposite, which is what we saw last year. But I'm curious, has there been a surprise to you so far in camp, whether it's a unit altogether or a player individually? What or who has been the biggest surprise for you this training camp?
I didn't, and it wasn't to say that I didn't think the linebackers would be bad or anything. I didn't think the linebacker group would look this good. They've got like a bunch of dudes back there, and I'm talking outside of Chubb and Phillips and Chop, right? Like Jordan Brooks and Dodson and Willie Gay Jr., who's been such a breath of fresh air on that team. There's so much energy and playmaking that happens. Mike McDaniel the other day described him as magnetic, and you could go with that could be his personality or that could be him on the field. Like that description can go both ways. I think I'm really surprised with how good it looks. Like you kind of knew, like, all right, Jordan Brooks is a good player. Dotson came on well last year. I think in the few games he was here, he actually tied to the lead in interceptions on that team, which is amazing. So, but to see them all together now, I'm like really interested to see how good they can be. So for me, when I look at, you know, surprises, that's definitely one that kind of catches your attention every day at practice. It seems like Willie Gay Jr. is doing something pretty cool. And then Jordan Brooks is just always like that steady guy there. And then at safety is just more of like, what's it going to look like once everyone's healthy? You know, Ellen Fonwu's finally back. We know what Minka Fitzpatrick can be. Is Ashton Davis going to be back? All those sorts of things. So that's kind of like question marks, like just like the rest of the secondary. But no, I think there's really interesting parts to a lot of this team, but the linebackers really have me intrigued.
For you to bring up the linebackers, I thought about this because in the last 4 days, I've been to Philadelphia Eagles practice and I've been to Pittsburgh. I just got back from Pittsburgh, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
They're out there banging. Like, Patrick Queen was coming downhill. T.J. Watt's coming downhill. In Philly, they have what, Mailata, the tackles, Lane Johnson. Like, they're dumping dudes on their head. And I was thinking about, the thought that they're going to become more physical is what everyone's talking. We've talked about it. You've been on the show talking about it. Are you seeing that physicality? Because I just left two very optimistic teams that I was like, damn, they out of hitting each other.
All right, well, you just listed off a bunch of names who you think are physical dudes. And if I said Jalen Phillips, Chop Robinson, Bradley Chubb, Zach Sealer, even Kenneth Grant, like, do those names invoke physicality? Because to me, it does. I mean, you watch those guys. Jordan Brooks, very physical player. Like, I get they're not Super Bowl winners, and that's why there's a little bit more probably cachet with those Eagles teams. But it's not like the Dolphins' defenses. Like, at one point last year, they were very good, until the injuries once again started to pile up. And think about this. Anthony Weaver, second year with the Dolphins, pretty sure this is the first time under head coach Mike McDaniel we've seen a defensive coordinator stick for more than a season. So now you're kind of built. Now you're kind of building on that defense with a bunch of guys coming back who you didn't have last year, and you were still moderately okay.
Cuño, what's the storyline or two going into this weekend that you're going to be really looking out for? I know you mentioned the linebackers is a bigger surprise, but is there another position battle out there? Is there another storyline that you're really going to be focusing on this weekend, this Sunday, when the Dolphins play the Bears, and even in the joint practice?
Yeah, so the joint practice, to me, I want to see which kind of wide receivers can separate themselves, because obviously, you know, Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, those are your top two guys. But I think Malik Washington's had a really good camp. I think Nick Westbrook-Ikhine's had some really great catches, especially some red zone targets. And then obviously the cornerback group, because you can see how a front seven can cure a lot of sins, right? Especially on the back end. Well, let's see in one-on-one this cornerback group against other wide receivers. And, you know, Chicago's got some good wide receivers. So yeah. I want to see what they look like. We've seen some good things. I thought Ethan Bonner had a good day at camp today. Storm Duck keeps getting a lot of praise. I think it's one thing when you start seeing it over and over again against the same guys. Let's see it against some different receivers, different style receivers. Let's see if they can still hold up. And that's a group that it's not like, all right, how many reps are we going to see from Malik Washington? If I have no idea if the starters are going to play. So if Malik's supposed to be that starting, quote-unquote, number three wide receiver, how much are we actually going to see him out there? But I think at that cornerback position, because it's a little wide open, the competition, I think you may see some more of those guys end up getting reps, and you kind of can evaluate them a little bit more in terms of, like, actual game action, not just practice.
And Mike, in the one-on-ones, because they're going to see, like you said, I thought about it too, yep. DJ Moore and Rome, what's his name, Adunze. Adam Washington. Yeah. Yeah, they got some dogs over there running. Is Storm Duck the guy walking up on those two? When the ones are out, Storm Duck's walking up on DJ Moore.
Everybody. I mean, everyone's got to walk up on everybody. Kendall Sheffield as well. There's another guy who could end up popping up here. We've seen them rotate a lot of guys, so it's just kind of – it is, in my mind, one of the most open competitions I think I've ever seen at a camp, because you just don't have the big name, the Jalen Ramsey, the Kendall Fuller, that you just, okay, pencil that in. So let's see how these guys have developed. And, yeah, I think probably everyone, a Storm Duck, an Ethan Bonner, a Sheffield, like all these guys will seize those reps against those ones.
Last thing here for you, Cuño, before we let you go. Tyreek Hill didn't practice today. I'm assuming he won't play Sunday. Will we see him at all in joint practice? And then I guess the piggyback question off of that is how many of the regulars do you think play, and how much will they play on Sunday?
So here's the interesting thing. So they're going to go joint practices with all three teams, which is something new. And Mike McDaniel historically has done this where, like, if he thinks he's seen enough from somebody in joint.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Practice, he doesn't necessarily need to see them for those couple reps in a preseason game, but he's also told me in the past to be good at football, you have to play football, right? So I think we do see the starters at some point. I don't foresee this being a situation where, and I could be wrong, but I don't foresee it where it's a situation, unless someone's hurt, where the starters just don't play at all in the preseason. I know some teams do that, especially with their quarterbacks. Who knows? We've heard Tua already say he wants to see some action. I do think we see him. I'm just not sure when, but it is interesting that they are going to get joint practices against three different teams. So that's a lot of looks against opposing players over the next 3 weeks here.
And then Tyreek, his injury, that's nothing too concerning. Crowder thinks it's a vet day. What's the injury status there with Tyreek?
I honestly don't know. I couldn't even tell you.
Why do we have you on then?
I don't know. Yeah. I can't give it up. Can't give it up to Tyreek.
Mike, don't play anybody. You could take my point if you want to. Tyreek shouldn't play. Waddle shouldn't play. Tua shouldn't play. Take the whole offensive line out. You said it. The Dolphins thing, or if they stay healthy, don't let them play in the games. It's pointless. They don't mean anything.
Well, look, you know what? Tyreek got hurt in the preseason practice against the Commanders, I want to say it was, last year. And I believe that was the same injury he ended up having the wrist surgery on, right, during the offseason. Mm-hmm. So maybe it is just a little bit more cautious with him. I'm not sure what it is, if it's just a vet rest day or not. But yeah, I mean, there are going to be some guys that you probably don't go full bore with. And is that a Bradley Chubb who hasn't played football in a long time? Or is that a Jalen Phillips? Who knows? Those guys also may want those reps to see that live action.
Well, the Dolphins are at the Bears this Sunday at 1:00. You can watch Mike Cugno with Steve Goldstein and Kim Bokamper on CBS4. They'll call the game. They'll also have their pregame coverage beginning at 1:00. Cugno, thanks for joining us. Safe travels, and please enjoy a charred Chicago dog on me when you get there. Nothing.
What's that airline you always take when you travel? What's up?
Yeah, they're bankrupt now, but I believe Silver Airways has direct flights to Chicago.
Good, good. I'll be up there next to the captain, next to the pilot.
It's Silver Airlines.
Mike Cugno, CBS4, down here. Appreciate you joining us. Like I said, safe travels, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. See you guys.
Back with more here on Hawkman Crowder.
Are you flying too?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.